T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Welcome back to the Roast Battle! Next up, wearing his new Tommy John underwear, we have Andrew versus his old underwear.
Let's be real. I'm gonna win tonight, because when I'm wearing Tommy John underwear, I can do everything better. Like burn you the way you used to burn my boys! You call yourself underwear? You don't even have breathable, lightweight fabric with 4 times the stretch of competing brands. Tommy John has a hammock pouch, a horizontal quick draw fly, and dozens of comfort innovations. You have dozens of comfort limitations. Plus, there's no risk, because I'm covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee.
It's over, folks. Even if his old underwear could respond, it won't matter. Shop Tommy John's Cyber Monday sale now at TommyJohn.com/victory and get 33% off site-wide, plus free shipping at TommyJohn.com/victory.
See site for details.
This is Packs What She Said. Now, here's Perry Goldstein and Maggie Loney.
So let's talk about then the other injury that happened during this game, because that was the biggest news. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers obviously dealing with the thumb injury for most of the season at this point. Shout out to Big B of the Underage Packers for making his media rounds this week with some breaking news about his broken thumb. But in addition to the thumb, you know, Rodgers had kind of said that it wasn't bothering him as much as, you know, it had in previous weeks, the little mini bye after the Titans game. He was feeling better. And then he took a couple rib shots. And obviously the x-rays turned out fine now, doesn't have a punctured lung. But he was worried about a lot of those injuries, so much so that obviously he was taken out of the game. And we got to see some Jordan Love in the second half. Takeaways from the Jordan Love, you know, the couple drives that he was given.
So before we move on to Jordan Love, I just want to talk a little bit about the Rodgers injury, because, look, we have seen this before with Rodgers, right? He's played through injuries. He's downplayed them. It's come out later how bad they are. It sounds like the broken thumb, the fracture that he has, is a fracture that actually takes some ligament from your thumb off with it when it gets fractured. So I can't even imagine how painful that is. Sounds like surgery is usually the option. He refuses to get surgery until the season is over and or potentially when they're mathematically eliminated. We'll see when that happens. The last drive, Rodgers looked like I actually don't know if I've ever seen him in that much pain on the field. Yep. I'll just say that. And you know it's bad when he's willingly handing the ball off over and over and over again and not taking some of the shots that you know he can take down in the red zone. He pulled himself out of the game, which again says a lot. I do want to just say, I think I've taken some shots at Rodgers for his leadership this season, but I have to say that that's one tough dude that's staying out there for his team, right? Like, you have to give credit where credit is due. They're 4-8. They're 100% at this point, not mathematically, but 100% going to miss the playoffs. And he's out there gritting it out with them, wants to play again next week, won't go on IR. So, you know, that I think that says a lot about him as a leader, if you will. Now, as someone who works in healthcare, do I condone playing through horrible injuries like this? No, I don't. I don't know how I feel about the glorification of playing through serious injuries on the body. However, as a football fan, I think you love to see that a little bit from your quarterback. It kind of reminds me of the 2018 season when Joe Philbin came in and he's still playing, taking shots, like I think had a concussion at the end of that season. And you're like, why are you doing this? Right. Because the season's basically over. So it's who he is. He's one tough guy. That aside, we did get some Jordan Love time. People have been calling for it. I thought Jordan looked great. Again, he threw 9 passes. So this is a tiny, tiny sample size. You don't want to get overly hyped about one performance. But I do think that this was the first performance that was meaningful for him, right? He came into a game that was still well within reach. He came in for multiple drives to try to bring this team back from a win. And for all intents and purposes, he almost did. Mm-hmm. He threw 6 for 9, 113, 1 touchdown, no interceptions. I don't know. I just thought he looked a lot more polished, a lot more game ready, decisive, accurate. I mean, he was slinging it. He was not afraid to throw into tight windows. He hit Christian Watson in stride for that 63-yard touchdown. It was just nice to see him super comfortable out there in a very hostile environment. The Chiefs game last season was another hostile environment where he was thrown in last minute. And unfortunately, Spags just threw the house at him and he got a little rattled. So it was nice to see him respond a little bit differently in that same situation.
Yeah, and I know Aaron Rodgers gave Tom Clemens some praise for some of that too, but it is nice. You know, he's making the progress that you'd want to see potentially the face of your franchise eventually start making. And, you know, I agree with you. He looked really comfortable. I thought he was, you know, throwing in rhythm. His timing was really good. I know, you know, some of the quarterback analysts on Twitter were talking about some of his footwork maybe needing to be cleaned up a little bit still, but these are all like promising things. He ran the Matt LaFleur offense really well. And, you know, I think had the defense given them a stop when they needed it, it would have been really fun to see him, whether they won or lost, obviously, get an opportunity to like run a 2-minute drill or kind of, you know, try and bring the offense back and get them in a position to maybe go into overtime. But I do agree with you about the Rodgers stuff. You know, every criticism that you have or that we've had all season about Aaron Rodgers, it has just been, I don't know how to say this. It's been wanting him to go out the way that he wants to go out. And I think this season has been really hard because it's like you said, it's a 4-8 football team. He's coming off back-to-back MVP seasons. He's a 4-time MVP. He didn't expect the season to go like this. If this is his last year, you know, that's going to circulate until he ends up retiring, regardless of what season he ends up retiring. It's tough to watch him put his body on the line like this, knowing the joy that he's brought Packers fans for every year that he's played. And he brought them to a Super Bowl. And the calling for Jordan Love, I think, wasn't in spite of Rodgers as much as it's this season feels like a foregone conclusion that we're not going to get to where we want to get to. So now we need to start making some tough decisions about what comes next. So if Aaron Rodgers plays next week, you know, I agree with you. You don't want him to take any more shots and get hurt worse. And you'd hate for his career to end on something like an injury instead of going out the way he wants to. But you can also see him as a competitor now saying, absolutely not. I'm not going to let my last season in Green Bay be some type of like 6-11 season. Like, we're going to try and do this thing one more time. And I, you know, want to be healthy and ready for it. So you feel for him in these moments because it's tough to see, I guess, the ending in sight and know that it's ending this way.
Yeah. I could not agree more. And you know, he's 39. He's going to be 39. This is no young spring chicken. The dude has had so many serious injuries over the course of his almost 2-decade career. If you think back on 2 broken collarbones, concussions, the knee, now the thumb, like he's been through the ringer. And I think there is, you're right, a level of competitiveness, a level of stubbornness, a level of belief in himself that he knows he can elevate this team regardless of if his play this season has not been his best, because it hasn't, right? Statistically, it hasn't. He would say it hasn't. And you, again, don't want him to go out hurt because you at least, I think, want to leave the door open for him to come back next season. And if he ends this season with a serious injury, I think that calls into question whether it's just time to hang it up and, you know, his body can't handle this anymore. And that's kind of the last thing you want. And it's probably the last thing he wants. He wants to be able to be in control over this decision. And if there's injury involved, he's going to be less in control. So I'm sure he's thinking about all of this, and I'm sure that there is going to be a surgery in his future when it comes to the thumb, because it's the only way that this injury gets cleared up. But it is going to be interesting, I think, going forward the rest of the season. He did say in that same press conference that, you know, if he's good to go next week, he wants to play. But again, once this team is mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, it's going to be a different conversation. So I'm glad he's coming to that conclusion and at least publicly saying, yeah, I'm aware that there are some like decisions that need to be made. And it's also probably thinking about himself personally, what he wants to do once they're not in the playoffs anymore. So we'll get cross that bridge when we get there. But I think the writing on the wall is that whenever that happens, we're going to get to see more Jordan Love. And based on what we saw this game, I'm excited for it. And I think Jordan's ready for it, and he deserves these opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, it's just really hard. We talked about this, you know, earlier in the season. It's just hard to evaluate somebody like Jordan Love with only preseason games, knowing the talent that you're going up against in the preseason and spot duty. Like, you need to see some live action, long-term, like, multiple games with the ones. And, you know, we'll see what happens the rest of the way. But any other thoughts about the Eagles game before we shift gears then and talk about the NFC North again next week? Or later in the week?
It was just nice to see the Packers fight till the end. I think one of the problems of the past couple of seasons and this one as well is that getting punched in the mouth has led to a downward spiral. And they got punched in the mouth at the very, very beginning of this game. Mm-hmm. They went down 13-0, should have been 14-0 if not for a missed extra point. So I think you watch them respond the way they did, and you feel good about that. And hopefully this season, you know, breaks the streak that we've seen in the Matt LaFleur era of them not knowing how to handle adversity, because they've certainly had to handle plenty of it this year.
Yeah, I was just going to say this, you know, after going, you know, 13 win seasons back to back to back, and then having the kind of season that they're having, you don't really face much more adversity than this as a football team. So not to look too far ahead as far as, you know, what happens next season, but I do think it'll be really interesting to see how, once the Packers are mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, how Matt LaFleur and the team respond, what they can string together, what this looks like, and then how they respond even further, you know, going into 2023. But that's not something we need to talk about now. We still have a couple weeks left of the regular season for the Packers. It's good to be back.
It is. It's good to have you back. I feel complete again. We will be back this week with our Bears preview. Always fun. The ultimate rivalry happens for the second time this season. You can follow along and listen wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow Maggie on social media at Maggie J. Loney. You can follow me at Perry_Goldstein. Follow the podcast at PWSS Podcast on Twitter, Packs What She Said on Instagram and Twitch. And thank you all so much for listening, and go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.